لأزليتهم انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس والطهر أرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ولقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا علي، تمنى جبرائيل أن يكون من بني آدم لسبع خصال. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد.
الله سبحانه وتعالى has honored the humankind and made us the most superior and honorable creation among all the creatures that he has created. And the reason for us, the human beings, being the most superior is the fact that we have the susceptibility and capability to reach the highest possible levels of spirituality, the highest possible levels of perfection and kamal and takamul, the spiritual perfection. And all those glorious teachings which the Holy Quran and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam have provided us are the components for the kamal and takamul and perfection of our spirituality. And that's the subject of my speeches for these 2 days in both the centers: the components of human perfection. The hadith which I have chosen, which I recited the beginning part of that hadith, is where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is saying to Imam Ali alayhi salam that, Ya Ali, tamanna Jibra'il an yakuna min bani Adam li sab'i khisalim. O Ali, Jibra'il wishes to be one of the human beings. That means instead of being an angel, he wishes that may Allah had created him as a human. for the sake of seven khisal, seven attributes. That means so that he can perform those seven things. Being a human, he would be able to perform those seven things. And due to performing those seven things, Jibreel can reach destinations where he as an angel would never be able to reach. So now you understand that how high the creation which we call a human being is in the real form, that we have the power and we have the capability to reach so high that will take us, that will empower us to become superior than the angels of Allah who are created from Noor. And those seven things which are mentioned in the hadith, I will try to mention as much as I can in these speeches. But the first point which I would like to mention today was سَقْيُ الْمَا فِي الْحَجِ. حج کے موقع پر پانی پلانا. That means providing water to the thirsty people at the occasion of Hajj. It's not just specific to Hajj. In our Sharia, providing water to the thirsty is mustahab all the times. Not just at the occasion of Hajj. Especially in the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. If you can make an intention today that I will provide water to those who are, to the mu'mineen, to the believers, to those who are commemorating the aza of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, I'll provide water to them in the name of my, father, my grandfather, my such and such ancestor who passed away. Qurbatan ila Allah. It has a great reward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great reward that Jibreel is wishing from Prophet said to Imam Ali salam, Jibreel is wishing to be a human, one of the human beings, so that he can do it. There is no elevation of levels available for the angels, and there is no change of positions available among the angels. They are just servants of Allah doing their assigned tasks. Any angel who has been assigned to do a job is continuing to do the same job and will continue to do the same job till the end of his, till the end of his life. So there's no change in their positions, there's no change in their tasks, there's no change in their levels, unless if Allah wills. So the benefit that we human beings enjoy is that we can always change, we can make a change, we can improve, we can excel, we can advance to higher levels. And all these opportunities are available to us as long as we are alive. Once we die, there is no raf'ul darajat after death. No one can elevate his level after passing away from this dunya. Once we step into, the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. When a person passes away, his qiyamah has started. So once we enter into the qiyamah stage, and we enter into the day of judgment, basically death is the step number one for entering into the day of judgment. There is no raf'ud darajat. You can never elevate your levels. Even those people who end up in the paradise will continue to stay in the paradise at the same place and position for eternity. You can never, ever, ever change or elevate your level inside the paradise. If you want to elevate your levels in the paradise, here is the time. We have to do things that make us higher. Because once you enter into the paradise, there is no elevation of levels whatsoever. So, Saqyul Ma. Islam has very beautiful rulings about providing water to the thirsty. I'm not talking about food. Food has different rulings in Islam. When it comes to kafir harbi, Islam's ruling is totally different about the food. But when it comes to water, it is mustahab in Islam to provide water to every thirsty without exception. Even if the guy is a kafir harbi, Imam Sadiq al-Islam was going towards Hajj, and the narration says on his way he found a guy who was lying under the tree, about to die. He sent somebody, one of his companions, to go and find out what's the matter. And he came back and said, Ibn Rasulullah, this guy is a kafir person, kafir harbi, you know. So he's very thirsty, he's dying of thirst. Imam Sadiq al-Islam said that, give him water. لِكُلِّ كَبِدٍ حَرَّى أَجْرٌ. For every thirsty kabid, literally means the liver, every thirsty person has an ajr and reward. If you feed water to every thirsty, it's a reward for you. There's no difference in Islam or between kafir harbi, kafir dhimmi, a munafiq, a mushrik, a mulhid, or a mu'min or a Muslim. It really doesn't make any difference when it comes to providing water. Look at the behavior of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin. In the Battle of Siffin, when the people of Kuffar of Bani Umayyah, let me say like this, when the Kuffar of Bani Umayyah were grabbing hold of the river, and they stopped and they barred Imam Ali alayhi salam and his army from drinking water, and after a while, when the battle continued, and Imam Ali alayhi salam's army got control of the same river, he did not stop Muawiyah and his people to drink the water. And there were some people from his side, from Imam Ali's side, who started to object on Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ya Amir al-Mumin, these were the same people. Wow. Just a while ago, they were stopping us. They didn't allow us to drink water. And not just that, but Imam Ali alayhi salam actually stopped the battle there. The battle was stopped. He ceased to fight. Now there were, opinions coming from the people, comments, complaints. Some people started to say Ali ibn Abi Talib is a coward. Na'udhu billah. Ali ibn Abi Talib jo hai wo buzdil hai. Na'udhu billah. Buzdil. And dar gaye Muawiya se. Some people started to say, Ali ibn Abi Talib is reluctant, he's mutaraddid, he's in shak and doubt, whether are we on haq or not. He's still unsure, undecided. Some said he doesn't have the guts, he doesn't have the political awareness, he doesn't have the leadership skill. In the middle of the war, there's no reason to stop the battle. Why are we here? Look at the behavior of the people. Look at the behavior of those who used to call themselves the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and what sort of hard time they were giving to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that's the same behavior you find from some people even today, who are ready to object on the leadership, who are ready to object on the maraji, who are ready to object on the Islamic rulings in the name of open-mindedness or whatever label you may give to your justifications or excuses that you can furnish. So because of the fact that people fail to understand the very concept and vision of Islam, why in Islam do we go out to fight? They don't understand. And when people came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, after all those objections, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, it's neither a matter of timidity, In one of the hadiths, Imam Ali has said, "Labnu wallahi labnu Abi Talib anas min al maut, anas bil maut min al tifl bi thadiy ummihi." I swear to Allah that the son of Abu Talib is more familiar to death than a baby towards the breast of his mother. I'm more familiar than that. So it's not a matter of timidity. And he said it's not a matter of having shak or tardid or doubt about, are we on haq or not? It's the matter of I remember that when Holy Prophet was sending me at the occasion of Khaybar, Prophet said to me, أَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا.
اگر اللہ
آپ کے ذریعے سے ایک شخص کو ہدایت فراہم کر دے تو دنیا و ما فیہا جو کچھ اس میں ہے اس سے بہتر ہے آپ کے.
If Allah provides guidance through you
to one person, it's better for you than the whole world and everything what is in it.
So Prophet didn't say $1 million that somebody can say, well, now I'm going to get 1 million dollars, so, or 1 million and $1, so I can now compromise and sell out my values and faith. Start buttering up the tahuts and the enemies of Islam, you know, at the cost of harming the mission of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. No. There's no room for this kind of behavior in the name of Islam. Because there are some people who are doing these behaviors in the name of Islam. That's even the worst part of it. So we find that war is never fought in Islam for the sake of shedding the blood. Islam is a religion of peace and integrity and nobility. We don't believe in violence and aggression. Islam is a religion which holds value and respect for all human beings. We need to respect, we need to spread Islam with love, we need to spread Islam with ethics and morals. That's the way the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt spread the Islam, the real Islam. So Islam doesn't believe in violence. We have the right to defend ourselves. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is making clear the basic vision of war in Islam is not to shed the blood. The basic purpose why we are here in the battlefield is to provide guidance to the people. And he said that he was wishing that people, in other words, people, those people who are in the zulmat and darkness on the Muawiyah side, maybe they find the noor in the zulmat, they find the noor of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they can join from the zulmat, they can come to the noor and get guided. This is the reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam stopped the battle in the middle. Maybe one person gets guided. Because look at the behavior and ethics and values of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Despite the fact that they have stopped water, but Imam Ali is not ready to stop water on the same people. It's not allowed in Islam to stop water in the Sharia. It's not a matter of emotions and passions. There's nothing emotional in Islam. There's no room for any emotion. Everything is well calculated and well defined and well supported through logical or narrated evidences. So, this is the behavior of Imam Ali, despite the fact they were kuffar. That's exactly how I said in the beginning, the kuffar of Banu Umayyah. We don't call them Muslims. It's not the two Muslim factions fighting against each other. No, they were kuffar. Once Imam Ali was cursing the people who died along with Muawiyah, and somebody said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, aray kuch logon ko to mustasna kari lije. Wo zahre wo kalma padte the, namaz to padte the. Look at the mentality, simple mindedness of some people. Yeh saada loi aur jahilana aur bebasirati baaz logon ki yeh thi asal reason jiski wajah se Ahle Bayt ko itna hard time diya. Khoon ke aansu rulaya. Simple mindedness of some people, lack of political awareness, lack of insight. That they fail to understand the very concepts of Islam. So Imam Ali al-Islam said, there was no Muslim among them. And he did not make any exception, and he cursed all of them without exception. Imam Ali sent his la'nat on all the people who died alongside with Muawiyah in the Battle of Sutbin without making any exception. And not just that, you remember the story when Imam Ali and Malik al-Ashtar, you know, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the greatest companions, who was the commander-in-chief of Imam Ali's army, and according to some of the muhakkikin and research scholars, Malik al-Ashtar will be the commander-in-chief of Imam Mahdi's army tomorrow. So he will be resurrected, and we believe in the concept of Raj'at in the Isna' Ashari faith. You know, the greatest personalities will be resurrected back into this world. La yarji, the hadith says, La yarji illa man mahdha imana mahdhan or mahdha shirka mahdhan. No one would return except those who are mumahaz in shirk or mumahaz in iman.
the purest people, the pure people in their faith and the pure people in their shirk, the greatest mushrikeen and the greatest mu'mineen of the history will be resurrected in the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So Malik al-Ashtar is not an ordinary person, and now he is discussing the fact, you know, that he had killed 999 people in the Battle of Siffin against Muawiyah, whereas Imam Ali alayhi salam had killed 1,000. And before he could go in his mind towards the wrong direction of thinking that, well, there's just one person difference between me and Ali ibn Abi Talib, before he could even go towards that direction, Imam Ali alayhi salam warned him by saying that when I was killing those 1,000 people, when I was killing those people, I used to look into the lineage and nasl of those people. Even if there was one mu'min person, one believer arriving in their lineage, I would not kill him. How can you compare the behavior of Ahlul Bayt with anybody, as no one on earth can be compared to the Ma'sumeen alayhi salatu wa salam, period. La yuqasu, the hadith says, La yuqasu bi ali Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ahadun min al-khalq. No one from the creatures could be compared to ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. وَلَا يُصَوَّى بِهِمْ مَنْ جَرَتْ نِعْمَتُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَبَدًا. And no one upon whom the ni'mat and blessing of Ahlul Bayt is running in their favor can be compared to the Ahlul Bayt themselves. They are receiving all the blessings of Allah which are arriving through the Ahlul Bayt to the rest of the people. So they are the wasitatul fayz. They are the means of transferring every single blessing of Allah to the entire universe, including the human beings. How can you compare anybody with them? It doesn't make any sense. So what I was saying is that in Islam, the ruling says that we cannot stop water on anyone, including the animals. Prophet ﷺ was about to do wudu. He had his sleeves up for performing wudu, and all of a sudden he found a cat came close to him. Prophet realized the cat is thirsty. The narration says that Prophet, authentic narration says that Prophet put his bowl of water in front of the cat and allowed him to drink first. And then he did the wudu. We don't need to learn no animal rights or women's rights or human rights from anybody. Because everybody in the world need to learn the teachings of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam, and the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These are the most perfect teachings. And there is no room for any improvement in the teachings of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Anybody who thinks of any reformist ideas to make reforms in the teachings of Ahlul Bayt is actually denying the khatm nubuwwat of Rasulullah. Because in the real sense, he's trying to say that Allah should not make the Holy Prophet as the final messenger. There is still room for improvement. Isn't that right? That's what it translates into. Whether we accept it or not is irrelevant. So what I was saying is that in the teachings of Islam, we have very, very clear rulings how to deal with the animals, plantations, humans, all different categories of humans. And Saqiyul Ma has, special rulings. Sahib al-Jawahir, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the greatest mujtahideen that we have in our history, because I said one of the greatest because of the fact that he wrote the biggest encyclopedia of Islamic jurisprudence, of the history of Islam. You don't find any religion which has a book of religious rulings in 56 volumes. Because he did his nazar and ahad towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will continue writing and compiling this book of mine every day of my life. So once when his son passed away, even on the day of the death of his son, because of his ahd towards Allah and covenant towards Allah, he continued to write the book Jawahir al-Kalam.
And never missed one day, till it totaled up to 56 volumes. And it's now serving as an encyclopedia of Islamic jurisprudence. Any kind of mas'ala and Islamic ruling you want to find, you just go to Jawahir and you'll find it. There's nothing higher than Jawahir available up till now.
So Sayyid Sheikh Hassan Najafi of Sahibul Jawahir Rahmatullah Alayh
has a volume of Jawahir which is specific to the rulings of animals, how to deal with the animals. And in his same Jawahir al-Kalam, because we are talking about providing water to the thirsty, that's the subject of the speech. In his Jawahir al-Kalam, he mentions the authentic narration that there was a, when Prophet went to Mi'raj and Ascension, he found a woman who was a bad character woman in the paradise. And Prophet inquired from Jibreel, you know, and Jibreel said, Ya Rasulullah, Jibreel said that this woman was in the desert once and she encountered a thirsty dog. She didn't have no, you know, bowl of water to provide water. What she did, she took off her clothes and dipped the clothes into a ditch where the water was available and then squeezed the clothes into the mouth of the dog to provide water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this act so much. Sahib al-Jawahir has narrated in his book. Allah liked it so much that her, all of her sins were forgiven. Now you realize that saqiyul ma, that means providing water to the thirsty, is so beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that it's a very big test for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam to face thirst for so long. It's the waqiyan, agar aap mulaiza farmaiye ke Imam Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam kitne kareem hai ki itni shadeed pyaas ke bawajood zuban par ek jumla kisi maqtal ki kitab mein aap nahi dikha sakte ki mere maula ne gila aur shikwa kiya ho Allah se. कर सकता था ना इंसान अल्लाह से शिकवतन शिकायतन एक जुमला कह सकता था एक जुमला भी not even a single sentence can be found in any narration, even a weak narration that says that Imam Hussain al-Islam ever complained towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is going on towards him. Look at the spiritual highness and look at the steadfastness of Imam Hussain al-Islam over his values and principles. Karam, this guy. This is not kajood and saha and karam that if somebody comes to my doorstep and starts begging, you know, then I give him a few pennies, a few dollars. In Islam, an Islamic ethical system, I will not be classified as a jawad and sahi person. Because a saha, the hadith says, a saha'u ma kana ibtida'an. Sakhawat to wo hoti hai jo ke aap aghaz kare uska. Aap initiate kare. Sakhawat and generosity in Islamic ethical system is defined that you initiate something that without the person coming at your doorstep and begging for help, you yourself taken the initiative and provide what he needs. If you are doing this sort of behavior, then you are quote unquote, you are called sahi and a generous person. But if somebody comes to you and asks for help and then you help, you know, with something, that's not called sahabat. This has been categorized in the hadith as you are saving their face. Ya aap apne aap ko sharmindagi se, embarrassment se bacha rahe hain. Aapko sharm ka samna na karna padega. Uske aadmi ke samne sharminda na hona padega. Isse sahabat nahi kaha jata. A person came to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and actually Imam Hussain went to a person who was a mu'min who was sick, and he found that person was saying, "Wow, Allah." Expressing his sorrow. He was sorrowful over something. Imam Hussain said, what's the matter? And he said, I have 60,000 dirhams loan. As soon as Imam Hussain al-Islam heard that, he sent his servant to bring the money and paid away the loan. And in another story we find that a person came with his hajat and, you know, his prayers written in
on a paper, you know, written on something, and he brought it in a closed thing to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam said, Hajatuka maqdiya. And all your hajat are accepted. He said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, you didn't even open the letter that I brought. He said, I don't want you to feel embarrassed for a few more moments in front of me. Look at the behavior. This is called sahawat. This is called jood and karam. So this is the karam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that he had tolerated this kind of test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a thing which has been considered as haram to stop even the animals and even the kafir and harbi to drink. But Imam Hussain alayhi salam is barred from the water without complaining. This is the peak of the karam and the peak of the spirituality of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So look at the fact when we find Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said to Allah, Allah said to Hazrat Musa that hal amilta li amalan khalisan, kya aapne mere liye koi khalis amal anjam diya. Allah asked Hazrat Musa, did you ever perform any pure act purely for me? Hazrat Musa said to Allah, رَبِّ صَلَّيْتُ لَكَ وَصُمْتُ لَكَ وَسَبَّحْتُ لَكَ وَهَلَّلْتُ لَكَ. Oh my Lord, I did my prayers for you. I did prayers for you, fasting for you. I did tasbih and tahleel for you. And Allah replied, As-salatu laka jawazun ala sirat.
جہاں تک آپ کی نمازوں کا تعلق ہے تو یہ تو آپ کے اپنے لیے پروانہ ہے پل سرات سے گزرنے کا.
Allah ka kya fayda? In other words,
Allah is not going to benefit from the prayers. It's a license for you to cross over the bridge of Sirat. All your prayers are a license which are going to serve you yourself to cross the bridge of Sirat.
As-sawmu laka jannatun minan nar. Your fastings are actually a shield that will shield away the flames of hellfire from you. Again, there is no benefit for God. And at-tasbih wa tahleel laka darajatun fil jannah. Tasbih wa tahleel to aapke apne darajat hain bahisht mein. Jitne zyada insaan ne tasbih wa tahleel ki hogi utna uska daraja buland se buland ho jayega bahisht mein. So these are your own levels. You know, the more you do, the higher you get.
So Prophet Musa, when he heard this reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cried. And he said, رَبِّ دُلَّنِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ خَالِسٍ لَكَ. Oh my Lord, guide me to a pure act. And something that you consider to be pure. What is that action?
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, هَلْ أَكْرَمْتَ عَالِمًا. Please pay attention. هَلْ أَكْرَمْتَ عَالِمًا. Did you respect a scholar?
هَلْ نَصَرْتَ مَظْلُومًا.
Did you help an oppressed person?
هَلْ كَسَوْتَ أُرْيَانًا.
Did you provide clothes to a person who didn't have clothes to wear?
هَلْ سَقَيْتَ عَطْشَانًا.
Did you provide water to a thirsty person? Even one thirsty person. And the point to note, brothers and sisters, is all these things which Allah is mentioning in this beautiful hadith, although all the hadiths are equally beautiful, all these things are social and political in nature.
Unfortunately, we find our perception, I mean lots of people in Muslim communities, generally speaking, have a perception that you know, a good person, a pious person, is a religious person is considered to be somebody who starts performing actions that are personally benefiting for his spirituality.
आप जाइए कोई opinion poll कीजिए लोगों से दरियाफ करें कि भाई दीनदार आदमी कौन होता है तो शायद आपको बहुत सोच से ये जवाब मिले कि भाई दीनदार आदमी वो है कि जो नमाज रोजा करता हो हज पे चला जाए. अब हज पे भी जाने के आजकल बहुत सो को तौफीक ही नहीं है
مستتی ہو گئے مگر حج پہ نہیں جائے گئے وہ تو بڑھاپے میں جائیں گے جب بچیوں کی شادیوں سے فارغ ہو گئے حالانکہ حج پہ جانا اسی سال واجب ہے جس سال حج واجب ہوتا ہے تاخیر خود گناہ کبیرہ ہے سو بہت زیادہ بڑے دیندار ہیں تو ہم نماز شب پڑھنے نماز شب پڑھ لیں گے whether you pray salatullah namaz shab or you don't it is no benefit for islamic ummat if you pray you're going to help your own spirituality if you don't you're going to deprive your own self from the nuraniyat of salatullah namaz shab but it has no benefit or no harm for islamic ummat isn't that right so there's no mention in our answer there's no mention of any social and political and financial obligation of Islam whereas in Islam the highest of your services are not those that you perform for your own sake the highest of your services and the highest of your achievements of life are those that you did for other fellow mu'mins and other fellow human beings This is what makes you great. This is what makes you a human being. Because we are living in a society. A human is a social animal. So we have to have social aspect of our personality. We have to have political aspect of our personality. These are our greatest achievements. Not the personal achievements. Personal achievements are for your sake only. There is no benefit for the rest. And somebody came and asked Imam Hasan alayhi salam, Man khairun nas? Who is the best of the people? Imam Hasan alayhi salam replied, خیر الناس من ينفع الناس best of the people is the one who benefits the people look how much benefit did you provide in your life to the rest of the people around you what they benefit from you that's why I always say in my speeches that we don't need doctors in our community we don't need engineers in our community we don't need you know accountants or lawyers you know, or whatever, professionals in our community. We need Shia doctors, and we need Shia engineers, and we need Shia accountants and attorneys and Shia professionals who give preference to their Iman and the values that the Ahlul Bayt have taught us over their own profession. Over their own material interests of this life. Otherwise, if you don't give preference to your Iman and your Ahlul Bayt, And we have a whole bunch of doctors of different faiths already available doing the job, isn't that right? I can go to a whole bunch of other doctors and engineers who belong to different faiths. They don't give importance and priority to my value system either. So what's the difference between you and them? It's a matter of what we do for others. Prophet has given the concept of one ummah. Whether we like it or not, that's the way it is. It's one ummah concept. What do you do for others? So, providing water to the thirsty. And not just that, even israf and overspending. Overspending of everything is haram in Islam. And every israf has khums. If you have overspending of anything in your life, if you spent your money on anything which Allah did not sanction, Allah did not ask you to spend, is an overspending and wastage of the resources. So we have to give khums from all that. Because again, it's not permitted to spend and we did it. So that's an overspending. Every israf has khums. Imam Ali alayhi salam was there and he saw Hasan Basri doing wudu from the river Furat. Furat ke kinare baith ke Hasan Basri wudu kar raha hai. پانی سے استعمال کر رہا ہے وضو میں اور پانی ساتھ ساتھ بہایا جا رہا ہے اسراف کر رہا ہے پانی کا فضول میں پانی کو ضائع کر رہا ہے and he is doing wudu and plus he was wasting the water in the process of doing the wudu Imam Ali said to him don't do the israf I mean the difference between a masoom and the rest of the people one of the difference is that masoom can never let any haram go with unnoticed without being objected upon He is unlike us, because sometimes we compromise because we have good links and ties with the people and we don't want our relationship harmed. But that's not the case with the Imam. He doesn't care what the people think. Go, let's see what we say in the ziyarat of A'immatul Baqi,
When we go in the graveyard of Baqi in Medina, we say, La ta'khudukum fi Allahi lawmatu la'im. Kisi malamat karne wale ki malamat aap tak pahunch sakti hi nahi hai. Sare ke sare kaam apne Allah ke liye kiye hain. Kaha kare malamat karne wale, kya kare malamat, kya taluk aap se? That was the status of Ahlul Bayt. They never used to care what the people would say or are saying.
So, this is how they were. Imam Ali said to him, you know, don't do Israf. He said, a while ago, the Battle of Siffin has ended and thousands of people have been slaughtered in that battle.
And all those tens of thousands of people who died because of you fighting with the battle and shedding of the blood of those tens of thousands is not Israf. And me wasting this small amount of water is Israf.
Look at the insultive talk. Imam Ali al-Islam said, are you sorrowful over those people who got killed? He said, yes, I'm mahzoon, I'm sorrowful. Then Imam said, okay, then be sorrowful. Mahzoon hi raha.
Sari zindagi wo mahzoon raha.
तो मैं आपसे यह अर्ज कर रहा था कि इसराफ किसी भी चीज का हो, चाहे पानी का ही क्यों ना हो, हराम है इस्लाम में. हर चीज का इसराफ हराम है, और उस पर खुम्स भी है. आप देखिए हमारे मराजे की, कभी आपको मौका मिले तो वीडियोस देखिए किस तरीके से वुजू करते हैं. पानी का नलका खोलेंगे और पानी उतना लिया जितना चुल्लू में आएगा, उसके बाद पानी बंद कर दिया, एक कतरा भी नीचे नहीं बहा. ये अंदाज है वुजू करने का, क्योंकि इसराफ है पानी में. और यहां तक के रिवायत में यह नकल किया गया कि एक there was a Christian guy, Christian doctor, tabib actually, who once migrated to the city of Medina. He opened his clinic in Medina. One day passed, 1 week passed by, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, nobody ever showed up in his clinic. And he was shocked. He said to some people, well, what's the matter in your town? There's nobody to come in my clinic. And they said, well, we have somebody arriving in our city who has brought a prescription that has actually kept us so healthy and safe that we don't stand in need of your clinic. He said, who is that somebody and who is that? What is that prescription? He said, that somebody is Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has brought this prescription for us. And this verse of Holy Quran that kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Khao piyo magar israf mat karo. And because of this practice and this policy, you know, we are healthy. So on the day of judgment, the Holy Prophet has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqulu ya rabbi ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of judgment to his servant that maristu falam ta'udni. I was sick, Allah will say to his servant, I was sick but you never paid a visit to me, you know. And the servant will reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kayfa a'uduka wa anta rabbul alamin. How would I pay a visit to you and you are the Lord of the universe? And Allah would reply that, Ama alimta anna abdi fulan al mariza. Didn't you learn that such and such servant of mine became sick, but you still did not pay a visit to him? If you paid a visit to him, you would have found me next to him. And then the Prophet said that Allah would say that that istat'amtuka falam tut'imni. Allah would say to his servant, I was seeking food, I was asking for food from you, but you never gave me food. And the guy will reply back to Allah on the day of judgment, how can I provide food to you and you are the Lord of the universe? And Allah would say, didn't you learn that such and such servant of mine was hungry? If you would have provided food to him, you would have found me there next to him.
क्या हमारी जगह में इतनी ही इंपॉर्टेंस है किसी भूखे को खाना खिलाने की? And then Prophet said, Allah will ask on the day of judgment, he said that I was seeking istastaituka falam tasqini. I was asking for water, but you didn't provide me water. And the guy would reply to Allah, oh my Lord, you are the Lord of the universe. How would I provide water to you? He said, didn't you learn that such and such servant of mine was thirsty, but you didn't provide water to him? If you provided water to him, you would have found me next to him. It's so up. It's just a matter of the priorities. Our priority has changed. We don't give as much importance to those things that the Ahlul Bayt consider to be important. We don't give as much importance to those things. And that's the reason those barakatein zindagiyon se uth gayi. Wo barakatein baki nahi rahi.
Jo Rasool Ahlul Bayt ki talimat mein nazar aati thi, wo barakatein ab nahi rahi. So, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that that man sharib al ma fa dhakar al Husayn, whosoever drinks the water and he remembers Imam Husayn alayhi salam, wa la'na qatilahu, and he curses the qatil and killer of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِئَةَ أَلْفْ حَسَنَةً, Allah writes for him 1,000 good deeds, وَمَحَى عَنْهُ مِئَةَ أَلْفْ سَيِّئَةً, and Allah removes 1,000 of his sins, وَرَفَعَ لَهُ مِئَةَ أَلْفْ دَرَجَةً, and Allah elevates 100,000 levels for him, وَيُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سَلِجَ الْفُؤَادِ, and on the day of judgment, he would be resurrected with the peace of heart. Khunakiye dil ke saath usko mashhoor kiya jayega. Aaram o itminan ke saath mashhoor kiya jayega. I go to certain houses, I find some people have in their houses, next to the water fountain, they have written, Salawat par Hussain, Lanat par Yazid. It's a very good value. And we need to promote these values in our youth, in our generation, so that they remember that this is the minimum right of Imam Hussain alayhi salam on our neck. Whenever we eat, whenever we drink water, we need to remember. And not just him, but we need to send la'nat on their enemies. And it has also been narrated that Prophet saw Hazrat Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada. You know, Hazrat Hamza was called and named Sayyid al-Shuhada, the leader of all the martyrs, by the Holy Prophet at that time. Of course, it was before the Shahadat of Imam Hussain. So Imam Hussain is the Sayyid of all the Shuhada. But at that time, Hazrat Hamza was named Sayyid al-Shuhada by the Holy Prophet. So once the Holy Prophet saw Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza, salamullahi alayh. So Hazrat Hamza is not an ordinary personality. Let's remember, you know, the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra that we read, you know, I sometimes feel, very unpleased when I find some people after praying to just walk away without reading the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra. It has so much importance in Islam that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra is better than 1,000 rakats of prayers. You keep 1,000 rakats on one side and you just do this tasbih, it has more sawab. It's more beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to give importance to what the Ahlul Bayt have given importance. So, and also in another hadith we find that he has said the person will be sa'id, sa'adat man. Yani ye guarantee hai Imam Sadiq alayhi salam ki taraf se ki jo aadmi baqaidgi ke saath tasbih Hazrat Zahra hamesha padhta hoga, wo hamesha sa'adat mandi ke saath is duniya se rukhsat hoga. Kabhi bhi shaqi nahi hoga. You have to give importance to these things. So what I was saying is that Hazrat Hamza is not an ordinary personality. The tasbih, you know, the bead that Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi used to have for reading the tasbih was made from the turbat and soil of the grave of Hazrat Hamza. Janabe Zahra ki jo tasbih hua karti thi, wo Janabe Hamza ki qabr ki bani hui thi jis pe aap tasbih padha karti thi. So he is not an ordinary personality. So once the Holy Prophet saw Hazrat Hamza in his dream and asked Hazrat Hamza,
that, of course, he's there in the paradise on his great level, you know. What do they buy from you in Barzakh? Now that you have already reached in the stage of Barzakh, what is the best thing that they buy from all the good deeds and amal? What is the best thing they buy from you? And Hazrat Hamza replied that three things. First of all, salawat on you. Rasool o Ahle Bayt par durood bhejna, ye sabse zyada important cheez hai, jiski sabse zyada qadr o qeemat hai alam e barzakh mein. Murad hai aapne? And not just that, but when we say salawat, we should try to say it with a loud voice. Because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that irfa'u aswatikum bis salati alayya, raise your voices, you know, on saying salat on me, fa innaha tadhhabu bin niqaq, because ye nifaq ko munafiqat ko dur kar deti. It removes hypocrisy, you know, from our spirituality. So what I was saying is that Hazrat Hamza replied to the Holy Prophet that, you know, the first thing that, the first is salawat on the Holy Prophet. And the second is the love of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. The more you love Imam Ali alayhi salam, the more you support the phenomena of love and muhabbat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the higher your position would be in the day of judgment and in the barzakh. Imam Ali alayhi salam's love is considered to be an icon and symbol of Islam. Because the Prophet has said that unwanu sahifatil mu'min hubbu Ali. Mu'min ki kitab e amal ka unwan Ali ki muhabbat hai. And roze qiyamah jab hume nama-e-amal diya jayega, to insan agar iman rakhta hai, to uske nama-e-amal ke upar jo title likha hoga, ye Ali se muhabbat karne wala hai. So, and the third thing that Hazrat Hamza mentioned was saqiyul ma, pani pilana. Iska bada sawab hai. Barzakh mein, these are the things that they buy, you know, if you provide water to the thirsty. It's a very important thing. And the same river Furat, isn't that a pity that we find that the same river Furat, which was given to Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha in her mehr and dowry, the same river Furat is running next to Imam Hussain alayhi salam and next to his ashab and his followers. And all the animals are allowed to drink from that water. And everybody is allowed to drink from that river. But Imam Hussain alayhi salam and his companions. Although the entire river Furat belongs to his mother. It's part of the mehr of Hazrat Zahra. And river Furat is not an ordinary river either. I am rightful to say that the river Furat is the holy river. Because the hadith says, the angel of Allah, you know, there are some angels in the light of hadith, we understand. There are some angels of Allah who drop some drops from the paradise, from the fountain of paradise, some of the drops are dropped into this river on daily basis.
So, Furat ke paani ke andar, bahisht ka paani maujood hai. So, we have right to say that this is our holy river.
But the same holy river is available next to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. But still he's asking,
carrying his six-month-old baby in his hands,
Ali Asghar in his hand, and asking those ashbiya, you know, that his mother's, you know, milk has dried up. So if you guys think that I am at fault, there's no fault for this baby. This child has no fault. Isn't that a pity? Yeah.
کہ امام حسین علیہ السلام ننے علی اصغر کو گود میں لے کر اور پانی کا مطالبہ کر رہے ہیں.
یہی تو کہا تھا نا, جب لے کے چلے ہیں خیمے سے تو جناب رباب در خیمہ پہ کھڑی ہے, دیکھ رہی ہیں.
کیا فرمایا تھا میرے مولا نے,
शायद मैं अज़गर को फिरा नहीं ला पिला पानी पिला के ला सकूं. अब तक जो गए हैं वो तो जाहिर है कि लड़ने के काबिल थे, मगर अली अज़गर तो लड़ने के काबिल भी नहीं है. हो सकता है कि इमाम हुसैन पानी पिला के ला सके. सकीना ये सारा मुकालमा सुन रही थी. चुनांचे जब मेरे मौला अली अज़गर को लेकर मुतालबाए माँ कर रहे हैं, मुतालबाए आप कर रहे हैं, मगर सरदारो कहीं से कोई जवाब नहीं मिला. यहाँ तक के मेरे मौला ने ये जुमला कहा कि अमाफी को मुस्लिम, के तुम्हारे दरमियान कोई मुसलमान नहीं है. आप तो जानते हैं इस्लाम में कितनी ताकीद बयान की गई है पानी पिलाने की. काफिर तक को, काफिर हरबी तक को पानी से नहीं रोका गया, जानवर तक को पानी से नहीं रोका गया, मगर कहीं से कोई जवाब नहीं आया. उसके बाद एक अजीब फिकरा मिलता है अज़ादारों. मेरे मौला ने कहा क्या तुम्हारे दरमियान कोई साहिब औलाद भी नहीं. माँ बाप तो जानते हैं ना कि बच्चे अगर परेशानी में हो, तकलीफ में हो, तो माँ बाप के दिल पे क्या गुजरती है. वो भी अगर बेजुबान बच्चा हो जो कुछ कह भी ना सकता हो. और यहाँ तक के मौला ने नन्हे अली अज़गर को जलती ही रेती पे लिटा दिया कि अगर ये कौम जफाकार ये समझती है कि हुसैन असगर के बहाने से खुद पानी पीना चाहते हैं, तो लाओ हुसैन जल्दी रेती पे लिटाए दे रहे हैं, खुदा के पानी पिला दे. मगर कहीं से कोई जवाब नहीं मिला. यहाँ तक के इत्माम हुज्जत मुलाहिजा फरमाइए, मेरे मौला ने दोबारा अली असगर को गोद में उठाया और अजीब फिकरा फरमाया, बेटा तुम ही इनको बता दो कि कितने प्यासे हो. रिवायत का फिकरा है कि नन्हे अली असगर ने अपनी सूखी जबान नन्ने नन्ने होठों पे फेराना शुरू की, अश्किया मुंह पलट पलट के रोने लगे. यहाँ तक के उमर इब्ने साद ने हुरमला को मुखातब करके कहा के इक्ता कलाम अल हुसैन, हुसैन के कलाम को मुनकता कर दे. ये तीर से शोभा चिल्लाए कमान में जोड़ा, फन कलम सभी वाला यदन इमाम, बच्चा इमाम के हाथों में मुनकलिब हो गया. रिवायात के फिक्र मुख्तलिफ है. यहाँ तक के बाज रिवायतों में बाज उलमा ने नकल किया, मौला ने अली अज़गर के खून को लिया, अपने चेहरे पे मल लिया, रोजे क़यामत इसी कैफियत में पैगंबर अकरम से मुलाकात करेंगे अली अज़गर के खून के साथ. बाज रिवायतों में कुछ उलमा ने नकल किया के मौला ने उस खून को लेके आसमान की तरफ फेंका, कोई एक कतरा भी वापस नहीं आया, सारा का सारा खून पैगंबर के पास महफूज है. बाज उलमा ने नकल किया के आसमान ने जवाब दिया, मौला अगर एक कतरा भी इधर आया तो कभी भी बारिश नहीं बरसेगी. बाज में नकल किया गया कि जमीन की तरफ फेंकना चाहते थे, जवाब मिला कि मौला यहाँ से एक पत्ती भी नहीं उग सकती अगर असगर का खून जमीन पे गिरा. चुनांचे मौला ने अबा का दामन असगर के ऊपर रखा, अब लेके खेमे की तरफ चलते हैं. रुबाब इंतजार कर रही है ना, लेके चलते हैं. सात कदम आगे बढ़े, सात कदम पीछे हटे, इन्ना लिल्लाह व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन. सकीना सकीना भी दौड़ी हुई आई, अरे बाबा अली अज़गर को पानी पिला लाए. सकीना भी तो आप ही की बेटी है. मौला ने अबा का दामन पलटा, मौला ने अबा का जो दामन पलटा, अब देखा कि अली अज़गर नहर शुदा मौजूद है. अब मिसलो का युनहर, क्या तेरी उम्र के बच्चे भी जमा किए जाते हैं. यहाँ तक के अज़ादारो जब असरे आशूर के बाद पानी आता है, शहजादी ज़ैनब ने पानी तकसीम करना शुरू किया. पानी तकसीम करती है और ये कहा जो सबसे छोटा होगा पानी पहले उसको मिलेगा. सकीना को पानी मिला, लेके मख्तल की जाने रवाना हुई. पूछा अरे बेटा कहाँ जा रही हो, कहा आप ही ने तो कहा है तो सबसे छोटा होगा पहले उसको पानी दिया जाएगा. अरे असगर तो मुझसे भी छोटा.